roar, unleashing a solid stream of rounds that stitched a line of black holes along the granite wall and across the rear end of Leviathan. There was a double bang, and two holes appeared in the side of the tank.
Damn!
Dean jerked about, and sure enough, there were two exit holes in the flapping wall tapestry and the hole behind. Doc angled the vented barrel of his weapon and tripped the rear 40mm rapid fires. He hosed the suspect building with high explosive depth. Both sides of the street erupted in a series of fiery detonations, and the deadly buzz of the Vulcan stopped, replaced with screams of pain. Doc worked the bolt to clear a jam. A brass shell popped out of the breach and hit the carpet.
Keep going! They will not bother us again!
Good. Ryan scrutinized the buildings they passed for any furtive movements. The area seemed to be deserted. Then he noticed the bodies sprawled in doorways and out windows.
They gassed the whole place.
Airs.
Experimentally, Mildred took in a deep breath from the breeze coming through her blaster port.
Not affecting us. That antidote must work.
Dean stuck a finger out the hole in the composite armor.
What did they hit us with?
JB nested his glasses onto his nose with a finger.
Might have been depleted uranium rounds. Don't know exactly what the stuff is, but it's hellishly good armor. And the only thing that can get through it is DU slugs.
Jack wrapped the hole.
We got that?
Hell no. Wish we did.
Could that be what the Ranger was covered with?
Ryan bumped over rubbish in the road. He was trying to avoid as much of the debris as he could, but the stuff was everywhere. They had only 8 tires, and losing one now could be deadly.
Sure, why not?
Zeroing the trim on the front 75mm rifles, Christy frowned.
Then it might still be functional. That sec man did say the beast, and that's bad time for the robot tank.
Hold on!
Ryan slammed his foot on the gas pedal, and Leviathan dramatically increased in speed and noise.
Shard, pass this way out of here!
Groaning with the effort, the man lurched from his seat and staggered across the tank to grab the back of the driver's seat. Shard pointed.
Take that corner. No, that one, sir. I follow the small road. It ends at the palisade. But there used to be a gate once, long ago, but it's been walled over.
Another secret door?
Ryan switched on the powerful headlights. This far into the slave quarters, there were few lanterns hanging from posts on corners. It was getting more and more difficult for him to avoid the unconscious people screwed in the streets.
Not secret. Useless.
Downshifting, Ryan took the corner on 4 wheels.
Explain.
The road on the other side leads to nowhere. So we had been told.
Wouldn't trust that blonde bitch if she said the knives were sharp.
Moving. The radio signal was moving to the southeast. Locking a tread, the Ranger careened in a new direction and took off around a stone tower with a broken garage door. The thin metal stripping was bent outward, and the main computer reasoned this was where the enemy tank had been hidden. Pivoting, the front video camera showed the garage was full of munitions and mechanical equipment, a perfect location for its own repairs for the damage incurred by the attacks. Hydraulics were at 50% normal, oil pressure was near critical, but still at functional levels. Only one video camera remained, and the motion detectors no longer existed. But the laser was fully operational, and that was what mattered. The barracks bustled with activity. Every sec man who took the antidote had gathered here, the farthest point in the palisade away from the approaching beast. All had blasters, and most had been smart enough to grab food or ammo. The good times were over here. The heirs were dead, and they were leaving. Then, the door burst open, and a guard backed into the room, staring into the street as if hell itself had appeared. A cold night wind blew into the barracks, whipping clothes and extinguishing candles. Only the crackling fire in the hearth was undisturbed.
Sweet Jesus!
The guard collided with a table. Bottles and mugs went flying, adding to the litter on the dirty floorboards.
It's...
What? It's what, you triple-stoop fool?
A corporal stuffed cans of food into a sack by the light of a lantern. He wore a bandolier of ammo slung across his chest, and 2 holstered automatics.
More guards? Some slaves?
The beast!
The guard cowered in a corner and covered his face with both hands.
Don't look at it! You go blind!
There!
Shard gestured, pointing straight ahead at a 2-story house with bars on the windows and motorcycles parked in front. The building was crawling with SecMen, dropping boxes of supplies, yelling orders, and scrambling for weapons.
There?
Christy leaned forward in her chair. The headlights of Leviathan bathed the entire area with brilliant white light, dimming the coal oil lanterns to merely reddish points.
Yes.
The guards' barracks?
Ryan stared around the still form of a horse.
Good way to block a hole. Looks like the place is only made out of pine boards. Don't waste a missile.
No problem.
The redhead pulled the lever, and the vehicle bucked as the twin 75mm rifles fired in unison. The whole building blew into pieces, exposing the wooden barrier beyond. Moist green moss-coated areas and a piece of the second floor yet clung to the palisade, loose boards dropping like autumn leaves. But a 10-yard section reaching to the ground was lighter in color than the rest, and Christy oriented the recoilless rifles there. They volleyed again, and the patch in the palisades simply disintegrated under the assault. Crunching over rubble, the tank bucked through the jagged hole. Breaking timbers loudly scraped across their hull. The side view mirror snapped off. Splinters sprayed in through the blaster ports. Somebody howled in agony underneath the floor. Then they were through and moving fast. A 2-lane asphalt road stretched out before them, the cracked surface disappearing into the trees. Christy lowered the rifles and fired a third time. Spewing gouts of rock and dirt, the trees were uprooted, but stayed standing, their limbs intertwined through decades of growth. Pumping the clutch, Ryan hit the gas, and Leviathan rammed into the forest, branches and birch nests smashing on the protective ironwork grid over the front windshield. The tank plowed out of the trees and instantly dropped down a steep incline, going straight into a river, the force slamming everybody into the seats. Water sprayed skyward from their arrival, sending a tidal wave across the river that sloshed onto the asphalt road on the far bank. The advance of Leviathan noticeably slowed, and Ryan downshifted to account for the loss of traction from the mud. He hit the wiper blades and cleared the windshield.
Seal the ports! Don't know how deep this goes. We got a snorkel, but I don't know if this thing is really waterproof.
Now is no time to find out.
Mildred watched the surface of the screen climb higher and higher toward the windows. Something on the console beat suddenly, and Christy stared at the circular screen, puzzled for a moment.
Sonar?
Rising from the dark waters, a horrible segmented creature appeared, the many mouths of its three misshapen heads snarling and hissing. Ryan hit the brakes as Christy triggered the left 75mm rifle. The HE round caught the mutie in the chest, blowing open its chest in a grisly rain. Reeling from the strike, writhing in pain, the aquatic mutie thrashed about as it slithered beneath the turbulent waters. Shard watched a gobbet of flesh slither off the window, leaving a slimy trail.
Oh, river snake. Didn't think they existed anymore. Haven't heard of them for years.
Hope there's not too many more.
Ryan ground gears and put the tank into motion.
Wasted 2 shells on something we can't even eat.
The water level continued to rise to a dangerous level, then blessedly receded, and the vehicle lurched as the front wheels encountered asphalt again, lumbering onto the road.
Made it.
The radar beeped. Muttering a fast prayer, Christy checked the glowing green screen. There was a big blip directly behind them, heading their way, slow but steady.
The Ranger is back. Range 1.5 miles, maybe less.
Any chance we can lock a missile onto the radar signal and fire them at the thing?
Dean held a stanchion with grim determination. His father flicked the wipers again.
Maybe this warwag can, but we've never had enough time to study the controls well enough. Running is our best bet.
The companions held on tight as the output of the engines rose to a mechanical roar and the speedometer needle hit the red line. Trees and brush flashed past in the darkness, the bouncing headlights making the road surface barely discernible. Occasionally they collided with something, weeds and grass having grown out of the ancient cracks in a natural carpet of greenery. But Leviathan plowed through everything in its blind haste to escape, bulldozing aside hedges to unexpectedly reach salvation.
It's a bridge. A dark night. Now we're cooking.
Maybe. Ryan ground gears and hit the brakes to slow their speed. Fully illuminated in the headlights, the box girder assembly was covered with vines, moss, and general corrosion. Its age was indeterminate, as was its structural integrity.
Think it can take our weight?
Mildred tried not to hold her breath. Christy intently watched the beeping radar screen.
2,000 yards.
Ryan shifted into low.
Let's find out.
At a slow creep, Leviathan gently rolled onto the bridge. The struts groaned as the front...